Good morning. A warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with scattered showers passing through from time to time. So a wet start to the day for some, a burst of rain here and there. It will certainly not be raining the whole time today, but more unsettled weather will be moving through as a bout of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will sweep on by. Any thunderstorms will be on the mild side, but still produce some heavier downpours and a few flashes of lightning as we get deeper into the afternoon. Temperatures today, along with the humidity, will be on the warm side and generally in the lower to middle 80s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it'll be muggy tonight with a chance of showers continuing through the overnight period and temperatures back down into the 60s. Mostly cloudy skies to start the weekend. Another round of energy passing through tomorrow, which will keep scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Again, not raining the whole time, but still unsettled, with highs in the lower 80s. On Sunday, most of the energy will lift out through northern New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. Still, though, we run the risk of a shower, especially in New England during the day. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds, easily the better of the two weekend days on Sunday, with highs staying in the lower 80s. We'll dry it out temporarily on Monday and even into Tuesday, temperatures in the lower to mid 80s, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms returning through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the southeastern states into the mid-Atlantic. There's also a slight risk of severe storms over portions of the Ohio Valley, and finally, a chance of severe thunderstorms over portions of the northern high plains. In the mid-Atlantic, moderate instability will promote a threat of isolated strong to locally damaging wind gusts during the afternoon, while the Ohio Valley will have low-level winds that are forecast to remain relatively weak. Mid-level winds, though, will strengthen to around 40 knots, and in this environment, it'll remain generally supportive of multi-cells with a threat for primarily isolated strong to damaging wind gusts. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Houston, Texas at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Benning, Georgia at 6:42 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 96 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Dubuque, Iowa. The 103-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1955 by 7 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain in 52 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain in 71 degrees, the dew point 69, 94% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.69 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms near 90, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low, 65. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.12 of an inch of rain yesterday, now for the month, 3.51 inches, which is 0.05 above normal. And 19.46 for the year, which is 2.57 inches below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, now 268 for the month and 479 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1955, and the record low, 47, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with the chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid-60s, though back into the 50s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and cloud Sunday, still the risk of a shower, especially in New England, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, the risk of a shower Tuesday late in the day, lower to mid 80s. And a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday of next week with highs staying in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.